Hello and welcome to the Off Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances and I'll be your hostess. Hello and welcome to episode 28, which is a couple weeks later than I had planned on, or I don't know. I don't know if that's entirely truthful. I think I had hoped on getting a podcast up, you know, maybe the week before Christmas, but knew also that I might not, because Christmas always just is overwhelming. It's so fun, but there's so much to do to get ready. And my goal in getting ready for Christmas is to be done with everything, like by Christmas Eve. And that's when Christmas really starts. And then you don't have to do anything for days and days and days after. So it's a way, sort of the way that you get your house ready for when you're going on vacation. Yeah, so that maybe it's not like that. Anyway, a lot of work, a lot of stuff going on, as there is around the holidays. And then this last week was sort of the week of laziness. And Christmas was very nice, and on Christmas Day it snowed. And we got a lot of snow. I don't know what the official count was, but it had to be 4 to 6 inches, which is a ton of snow for us. And that was lovely. And on December 26th, I sat around in my jammies until 4 in the afternoon, which I think is a personal best for me. Usually I can make it to about 2 before I just start feeling like, oh, I've got to get dressed. But this year I made it till 4, and then I decided I wanted to go take a walk in the snow. So I finally got dressed. So we've had a good lazy holiday. Today is Sunday, January 2nd. And the holiday is about to end. And I'm sitting in my living room. It's 10 in the morning. Somehow I don't think we're making it to church today, particularly since I am the only one up. This is the kind of vacation we've had. And my children are going to be in such pain tomorrow morning when they have to get up at 7. Because, I mean, even Will, even the 8-year-old, sleeping in until 10, that kid is tired. He's been staying up way too late. And for some reason, the man told him he could stay up till midnight on New Year's Eve. And the man kept looking at me. He said, I told him he could do that. I'm like, you did. Because he's like, you know, Father Christmas all week. Oh, you want to play? He's been a totally great dad and playing with the boys and doing all kinds of stuff with them. And so I think in that mood of being the most wonderful dad ever, he's like, sure, you can stay up till midnight. And this was a child who did not need to stay up till midnight. And then last night, you know, it was 10 or 10:30. He's 8. He needs to be going to bed at 8:30 at the latest, but it's just crazy. And tomorrow he's going to be in such a bad mood. We all will be. 7 o'clock is going to seem very early. Anyway, it's 10. Doubt we're going to church. I'm sitting here looking at all the Christmas decorations, which have been taken down and dismantled, but not packed away. And I've been telling myself, I'm just waiting for everybody. We're all going to do this together. But part of me is like, one, no one's up. 2, I don't think we're going to church. And 3, I want this stuff put away. It's been lovely, and it's time for it to go away. I did a quilt diary. I'm not sure that they really work when you spread them out over weeks and weeks. But I have a couple entries into the quilt diary. One I did last night, and I'm going to listen to it again. I may have to re-record it, because I was tired and I think I rambled a lot. But I wanted to tell you, I mentioned that I got 2 fabric gifts for Christmas. One was a layer cake, Three Sisters Park Avenue. I couldn't remember what the name was. I knew it was Three Sisters, but I couldn't remember the name of the fabric run. And that's what it was. And it's beautiful, and I can't wait to make something with it. The other fabric I got was from my sister-in-law, Jessica. It is called Anthology Fabrics. She got it from the Fat Quarter Shop. I know, because she had it shipped from the Fat Quarter Shop. And by the way, they wrapped it very, very nicely. And it is, I'll tell you what, I looked it up, because there's not a lot of information about what it is on the box. It's a nice box. It is a peppermint batik strip box. And it includes 42.5-inch strips of fabric. And it's beautiful. You can go look it up, or maybe if I think of it, I'll put a link to it. I love the Fat Quarter Shop. And that's where I got stuff for my mom for Christmas from Fat Quarter Shop. And I had, Mom, you might not know this, but I helped Jessica with some ideas. So if she got you any fabric, it would be from Fat Quarter Shop. And she also got me case you were wondering, Mom, pins, you know, flat pins with the little daisy heads. You know, what are they have some official name. But I love those, and I already have some. But it's funny. It's such a small, tiny thing, but it made me so happy to get them because you can always use more, and you feel kind of rich when you have lots of pins. And so anyway, beautiful fabric, and I feel very motivated to get to work, and I have been working. So, and I'll talk about that in my quilt diary. But I hope you had a great holiday. And if you're of the type who celebrates Christmas, I hope you got everything you wanted and more. And as I said, we had a great holiday. I think I've already talked about the fact that for Christmas, I got a fiddle. And it's beautiful. And I've been practicing. And my tendonitis is better. And in fact, I've started wondering if what I had was tendonitis or if it was just muscle soreness. But I have been icing my arm a lot. And as I talk about later in the podcast, I have taught myself to knit right-handed. Isn't that clever? Oh, yes. Anyway, on with the podcast. I will be back, I hope, later this week. And it's a new year, and I'm very psyched to get a lot of sewing done. I did some work last night, and I was just so happy and to get going again. So on with the show. Quilt Diary Day 1. It is Tuesday, December 14th, 11 days to Christmas, for those of you who observe Christmas, which I do. And last week, I think I talked about, last week was my really crazy Christmas week. This week, I am working on my Advent purge, which I'm just trying to get rid of stuff. But it's hard. It's hard. It wouldn't be hard if I had no conscience and just was okay throwing everything away in the trash. Then it would be fine because I would just throw everything away in the trash. But unfortunately, I feel like I should work to give everything a new home that can be given a new home and recycle stuff which is recyclable. And that takes time. And we have a walk-in attic. And a walk-in attic is a wonderful thing to have and an awful thing to have because you just cram stuff in there. So I have been working on making the paths straight and clearing stuff out, and that's good. But it kind of makes you crazy to do it. It makes me crazy. I can only do it for brief periods of time, and I think I maybe have, one or two days left in me. So I am hoping, I still haven't done any quilting since last we spoke, but now I'm psyched because I talked to my mom, who is back from her cruise. If you'll recall, I interviewed my mom, I guess in episode 26. If you haven't listened and are interested, go back and listen, because I don't know. She's nice. And first of all, okay, I have to tell you, those of you who had Bernina Faith, guess what my dad did on the cruise? My dad, as you'll recall, went with my mom on the quilting cruise. He did no quilting whatsoever. But on the cruise, my mom was using a Baby Lock sewing machine, and she loved it. It's fully computerized. My mom is like total, as I think I've mentioned, just a computer gal. I always think that she and Sandy over at Quilting for the Rest of Us would really get along because they could just talk computer talk, and my mom's just computerized. Any event, so this is fully just decked out. She says that it threads your needle, it cuts the thread after you're done, it does everything, and then when you're ready to sew again, your needle is magically threaded. It's like a magic sewing machine is really what this Baby Lock is. And it does sewing and embroidery. And my mom really enjoyed using it. And I guess my dad was looking for a Christmas present. And so he got her one. I guess he ordered her one. So there were Baby Lock representatives on the cruise. And my dad is buying my mom a Baby Lock. And it comes, she said, I think maybe this week it's going to be delivered, but my dad's going to wrap it and put it under the tree. So it's not that she's going to mail the Bernina, yes, the Bernina, my Bernina, to me right away, but the next time either they visit here or we go to Kentucky, yes, I will get the Bernina. You know, here's the thing. This is what's really sad. I am not Bernina worthy, not in the least bit, because my mom's like, well, you know, it's got the antique stitch and this and that. I'm like, I really just kind of do straight stitching.
I'm like, oh, maybe you should give this to some like poor quilter who really will do something besides straight stitching. But nonetheless, it's exciting. I actually can if I get the Bernina, I'm sure that everyone in my family, I don't know how computerized, it's 17 years old. So I don't know how computerized my mom's Bernina is. It must be somewhat computerized. Maybe. I don't know. It doesn't matter to me because I'm not really all that tech savvy. But I was thinking if it is computerized, then my son Jack will probably start sewing because he's so into the computers. That could be fun. So how about that? And just my mom, she said she was listening to last week's podcast this morning, and where I was reporting that basically like Jay and Jean and everyone who was saying, you know, you're not getting the Bernina. And she called immediately to say, guess what? You're getting the Bernina. So yes, but I am not Bernina worthy, but we'll, I'm sure that will provide much fodder for future podcasts when I talk about my lack of Bernina worthiness. Anyway, she said the cruise was grand. So it was, they made stops in Aruba and Curacao, I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. The weather was lovely, and she did a lot of sewing. And she said all the quilters were fabulous and very funny and fun. And she hung out with the quilters and then hung out also with my dad and the other couple that went with them, the other muggles that they went on the cruise with. But here's the thing. So the cruisers were separated into two groups. And my mom's group, she was doing paper piecing and was kind of working in the row sort of toward the back by an ironing board. And as it so happened, Marianne Fons was hanging at the ironing board. She was doing her own project, a different quilt than the one that the group was working on. But she and my mom started chatting and got to be buds. Isn't that great? And she said, yes, she asked Marianne about the cellophane on the magazine. And Marianne said she wasn't aware there was plastic wrap on the magazine. But now she is. Girls, we're going to make this happen. We're going to start seeing some plastic wrap-free Fons and Porters. Just you wait. Isn't that cool? But my mom said that Marianne Fons is very, very nice. She's from Iowa. She's very down to earth, just a regular person, very organized and precise in her work. Surprise, surprise, very productive, great sense of humor. She's like, it's like when you get a new next door neighbor and you just know you're going to be best friends. She said, that's what Marianne Fons is like. So isn't that great? I think they hung out quite a bit during class. And so, yes. So I feel like I just can't believe that the message got to Mary Fons about the plastic wrap. I just find that hilarious. All right, let me see. Anyway, yes, it sounded like a beautiful cruise. She and my dad took two underwater boat rides, which is, I guess is the glass bottom boats. This was the first Fons and Porter cruise. I took some notes while my mom and I were talking. This is the first Fons and Porter cruise, and the next one is going to Alaska, which my mom also wants to go on, but she suspects that she will not be able to talk my dad into that one. It's a lot of cruising. She said that they had a great time. The food was amazing. The people were super nice. But, you know, at the end of 7 days, they were ready to get home, which I would have been too. I'd like to be home. So yeah, she said that they went at night. They went to shows, like there were some musicals and an Eagles tribute that my father declined to go to, but my mom went to and said was quite good. So there you have it. Lots of fun on the Fons and Porter cruise and Marianne Fons. Who knew? There she was, just ironing away. I hope that I will have more to report soon. It is time for me to go to Target. Buy baseball cards for one of my children for Christmas. Yes. And I do hope, though, that sooner rather than later, I will be getting some quilting done. And in fact, I think I got off track. Surprise, surprise, earlier on, I have been doing a lot of cleaning, but I'm at the end of my cleaning rope, and then I will be doing a lot of quilting because the tendonitis thing is still happening, and this is not good because my husband's about to buy me a beautiful brand new fiddle for Christmas, and it's going to be really expensive, and I don't need tendonitis right now. Thank you very much. I just had to cancel my fiddle lesson because I'm trying to cure myself very quickly. But I can quilt right-handed, and so that, my friends, I will do because I have a creative urge that needs satisfying. So, more soon. Bye.
All right, quilt diary. It seems silly to say quilt diary day 2 since it's been 2 weeks. In fact, Happy New Year. It's January 1st. And I'm sorry to have been gone for so long. I figure everyone's been kind of busy with the holidays. So I, in fact, am just getting caught up with my podcast listening. And I'm not there yet. I've still got a lot to go. You know, it's just been a kind of a busy couple weeks, but I did want to check in and maybe even get an episode up in the next couple days. When I listen to other people's podcasts, it always makes me want to podcast and talk about what I'm doing and respond to what other people are talking about. And I should say, I just listened to Pam on Hip to Be a Square, and I'm really sorry about your grandmother. Her grandmother passed away right before Christmas. She was 101, I think. Just amazingly long lived, but still, your grandmother is your grandmother, and that was sad. And it sounds like she, and then Pam came back home, and you know, things weren't working, like TVs and iPods, and it just sounds like it was a little bit of a rough time. So I hope that you are doing better and getting some sewing done. And I listened to Sandy over on Quilting for the Rest of Us, and she has me thinking about setting goals and what else? Yes, mostly setting goals and making resolutions and setting goals. I make a few resolutions every year. One of my resolutions is always to stand up straighter. And some years I'm very good about that, and I remember it all year long. Last year was a very slouchy year for me. I'm not quite sure why that was, but now I'm back on it. But I don't know if I have quilting resolutions other than I really, really, really want to finish Simply Amy, Simply Frances, which I was working on tonight. I thought I was going to spend this past week just quilting, and I didn't. We had a very nice Christmas. I can't believe it's been a week since Christmas, but we had a nice time. And I got tons of good books, so really what I've been doing a lot of is reading. And we also got the PlayStation 3, which just seems very cool, and yay, hooray, whatever. But the problem is, you know, that of course everyone always is playing on it now because we were a little slack about computer time during the holidays. So it'll be nice when the boys go back to school and they get back on their regular gaming schedules. I won't have to deal with the fact that my living room has been overtaken by this thing. Before I forget, I have to say a big thank you to Jay, who we've been podcast buddies for a while. Jay doesn't podcast. I wish she would, but she does quilt, and she has a blog, which I think is Art Quilter. I know, you know, I've talked about Jay all the time. Jay's very helpful in my life. Jay is my she's my chunking person. Jay introduced me to the notion of chunking. Anyway, I had talked about when I was finishing up the Girly Girl reading quilt, which I've really been enjoying. I'm getting so much pleasure out of this quilt, although, and now I'm going to get so off on a tangent, I won't remember where I started, but let me say, I thought by making it so pink, I would have it to myself, and that's not the case, because my son Will, who is 8, Mr. Jock of the world, pink doesn't bother him. He's not scared of pink. So yes, he uses my quilt. And that's okay because it's really cute. But I'm finishing up that quilt, and I was talking about how I got frustrated with the binding and cutting the binding. And she sent me a point trimmer. She emailed and said, "You need a point trimmer. If you don't have one, I'm sending you one." And she sent me one. It's Judy Martin's point trimmer from Judy Martin's Ultimate Rotary Tools. And I could tell just as soon as I looked at it that this was going to help me. So thank you so much. And she also sent me a book called Judy Martin's Ultimate Rotary Cutting Reference. And it's calls itself the most useful book on rotary cutting ever written. So I have not had time to really sit down and look for it. And that look through it, but it looks great. It says on the cover that it shows step-by-step how to rotary cut dozens of shapes using just a regular ruler. And I thought this would look great. Lists cutting dimensions as well as finished measurements for each shape in all the best sizes. Lists yardage figures and shares the secrets experts use for perfect results. So this is very exciting, and I'm excited. You know, when I was listening to Sandy earlier, I was thinking, do I have any quilt resolutions? And I thought, besides finishing Simply Amy, Simply Frances, which I have only 11 blocks to do, and I swear to you, I know I've said this before, but if I spent like tomorrow, Sunday, working on it, I'd have it done. I'd have the blocks done and could start doing the sashing on Monday. But I've got a house full of Christmas decorations. The Christmas decorations, the tree is down, the decorations are all kind of gathered. It's like I'm dropping humongous hints to the other people in my family. Put these things away from me, please. And the man and Jack did take all the ornaments and the lights off the tree, and that was very helpful. And the man brought down all the boxes from the attic. So, I mean, I think tomorrow, I'm just kind of tired. We stayed up late last night and drank champagne, and it was fun. Although somehow the man had ended up telling Will, the 8-year-old, that he could stay up till midnight, which I'm just like, that child needs sleep in a serious way. I mean, he's just been staying up late. He's a mess. He needs to go back to school. He needs PE an hour every day, and he needs to go to bed at 8. Anyway, we had a nice New Year's, but I'm tired. You know, I slept like 8:40 today. I'm sleepy, and the last thing I want to do is just box up all those ornaments and decorations. So tomorrow, that's got to be our big family project. So all that to say, I don't think I'm going to get 11 blocks done, but I could. I really could. And I've got my design wall up in my bedroom. I'm sitting in my bedroom right now. It is a very cheerful design wall. If I think about it, I will link back to the picture of this quilt, of the blocks. They're just funky and really fun. And I'm getting into the popsicle colors now, and it's just going to be fun to put it together. So, but it's really fun to have this design wall up because my room, as I think I've discussed, is painted this kind of taupe. It's perfect for an office, not great for a bedroom. And that's one of the things I think we're going to really need to do this spring is paint this room. Tear down that wall, Mr. Gorbachev, and then come paint this room. Yeah, we just do. But I feel like if I finish the quilt, I've said this before, that will put all this stuff into motion, room wise. So that's a big resolution. But I've also thought it might be interesting to come up with a resolution and trying to do a more formal quilt, which I've done some, but I feel like I know more. Now, have I told you this? Have I told you that? After being told last fall that there probably would be quilt school 2 over at Thimble Pleasures, that class held in the morning this spring, they're not doing it. They're not doing it anymore in the morning. They said, weirdly enough, I think I may have told you this, but I repeat myself all the time. What's new? They said they could get people to come in the morning for quilt school 1, but not for quilt school 2. So I don't know what I'm going to do about that, because 6 o'clock at night is just a cruddy time. I just can't do it. I just can't do it. So, but I do think that I've picked up skills in the last year that maybe I could now apply to doing a more formal pattern. And try, you know, even just doing a sampler quilt. I didn't bring them upstairs with me. I got some lovely fabrics for Christmas. I had a very nice Christmas. I got a lot of really good books. I got the, is it called Yours Always, Julia, or Love Always? It's not Love Always, or As Ever, whatever it is, the Julia Child's letters to, Okay, it's Julia Child's letters to Avis DeVoto, and she ended up helping and perhaps ultimately editing the French cooking. And anyway, it's wonderful. There's a lot of food talk. And I actually am not a French cook. I don't, my mother took a French cooking class and I don't know, Mom, when was that? In the late 70s, mid 70s? And so, and she made a great French onion soup, but that's really kind of the extent of my French food, other than we spent a week in Paris when I was in ninth grade. We were stationed in Germany. And I had some really disgusting French food. Isn't that horrible? You're not supposed to say that. I just remember a poached egg that really did not sit well with me. So got that book. Got a wonderful book. You know, we have these farm dreams. They're not very serious because as much as I would love to have fresh milk from a cow, I would not love to be tethered to a cow and have to get up really early in the morning to milk the cow and then go out, at night when it was cold to milk the cow again. I'm really a wimp. You never know. If I could have a cow in my backyard right here, maybe we would do it. But I have these farm fantasies that ultimately are not going to happen. But I love reading about farming. And I've got this wonderful book called The Dirty Life on food, love, and farming. And that's, I don't know if I got that in the right order, but the author is Kristen Kimball. And she was on NPR. I heard her on NPR, and she was delightful. And the book was absolutely delightful. I really have enjoyed that. And I also got The Warmth of Other Suns by Isabel Wilkerson, which is about the great migration of African Americans out of the South after World War I and up to 1970. And I've just started it, and it's wonderful. It reads like a novel. She's a great writer. So this is very interesting. So I've done a lot of reading. And I did get some wonderful fabric, some that I had requested directly, the Three Sisters layer cake that I talked about earlier, and I don't have in front of me, so I don't know what it's called, but it's fabulous. And my sister-in-law, Jessica, sent me it's a collection of, it's like jelly roll cuts. What are those? You know, just the 2.5 strips from Anthology Fabrics. And it's a collection of batiks that really it's beautiful. It's like pinks and oranges and peaches. That's sort of the lighter end and then goes into some very dark blues. It's gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. But I looked for the name of the run of the color line, or what you would call it, and there's nothing on the box that says it. So I don't know, but they're batiks, so it's just some kind of sampler, but it's a lot of fabric. So really, I mean, I think it's basically a jelly roll, but it wasn't presented as a jelly roll, because I guess unless Anthology is a division of Moda, then it's just not Moda fabric and can't be called a jelly roll. But so beautiful. I should take a picture and post it. I don't know if I'll get to that, but maybe I will. So fabric wise, I've got some things to play with, and I do that Three Sisters fabric. Maybe I should take pictures. I'm just so lazy. It's just the color line really works with the colors in our living room. So I want a really good quilt for the couch. And then I don't know what I'm going to do with these batiks. They're so gorgeous. I'll do something with them. And I need to, one of the goals I do have is I would like to make my mother-in-law, Melveen, a quilt. And she likes blues, and I think I can make something really pretty and clean and blue and white, and she would like that. And her birthday is in April, so that's on my mind. I would like to do that. You know, a lap quilt, something while she was watching TV she could wrap herself up in. So that's something that I wanted to do, and I had thought about doing a quilt for her for Christmas, and then just, I'm a little bit over, other than socks, I've talked about that before, definitely, that sometimes you take on these Christmas projects and it gets overwhelming. And so I think it's funner in some ways to plan birthday projects, so you can spread your presents out a little bit, your projects out over the course of the year. And in fact, I don't even have to whisper this because, A, the man is downstairs watching some hockey game with Will. It's a big deal because it's outside in Pittsburgh in January and it was going to be 50 degrees, so they had to wait till night to play it. just a little sports trivia for you, but his birthday is next week, January 7th. Just every year, I go through all these contortions trying to figure out what to get him for Christmas, and we're kind of bad. We hand each other lists and just, this is what I want, but we try to surprise each other a little bit as well and deviate from the list and not just copy the list completely. So, you know, I do that and I get it all worked out and figure out what a great thing I'm going to get him. And then Christmas is over. I'm like, oh man, I got to get him a birthday present now. You know, don't want to jip him. It's not his fault that his birthday is a week after, or just 2 weeks after Christmas. His brother's is December 27th. Talk about a rip. That's not my problem. January 7th is my problem, and I am, among other things, knitting him a pair of socks. I have taught myself over the last few weeks how to knit right-handed, how to knit English style. So I'm holding the work in my left hand in a very relaxed way, and then doing all the needlework, all the yarn movement with my right hand. And I'm not fluid at it yet, but I'm having a really good time. It's fun learning something new. Okay, well, you know, I'm feeling tired, and I feel if I keep talking, I'm just going to have tons of editing to do to make this all cohere. And I don't want to do that. Editing, you know, I do a fair amount of editing just to get out all the ums. Cohesiveness, that's a whole nother ball of editing wax. I'd like to avoid it. So I'm going to finish up, and I think I'm going to call it a podcast. I will go ahead and do an introduction, giving myself the opportunity to remember and report any other fascinating tidbits. Oh, I have one thing I just remembered I've been wanting to tell you. You know, a long time ago, sometime probably this summer, I talked about my concern about what to do with fabric scraps. You know, at some point, I've saved a lot of scraps, and I'll save, if it's a substantial scrap, I'll save it. And at this point, I have way too many scraps that I'm not going to do anything with. But you know, you never know. Something might come up. But there are a lot of scraps you're not going to do anything with. Or you might could, but you really know it's a lost cause. What do you do with this? Well, I have come up with an answer. I have been reading about composting, and we have been composting, and there are many interesting things you can compost, including fabric. So I have been composting my scraps. Also, my laundry lint, just in case you're wondering. You could compost too. If you're a gardener, it's a good thing to do. So I'm very excited, and I wanted to tell you that. If you, like me, have lots of free-floating guilt about waste, and you're like, what do I do with these scraps? And I'm never going to make a little scrappy, tiny, scrappy quilt. Compost. And if you don't compost, well, you probably have a neighbor who does. Just follow all the rodents. And we do not have rodents in our compost pile because we don't compost meat or dairy because you're not supposed to. But now we do compost fabric and lint. So there you have it. I'm excited. I really am, because I do. I do feel sort of guilty about just throwing good stuff away. So now I don't have to. I'm going to compost it, and it will come up in my carrots and my tomatoes next summer. Excellent. Have a great week. I hope to be back next week, you know, maybe toward the end of the week, with lots of things to tell you and just lots of news to share. Hope you're doing good. Go make a quilt or something. That's an idea. Be nice to your dog and your cat if you have one. Bye.